and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome to our regularly scheduled edition of Farm Chatter. Things are weird these days.
Yeah, they are very weird. And no one that we know has lived through anything like this.
Not at all. So we all are just trying to figure it out as we go.
Yep. It is what it is. And I just believe that we will rise above it.
Absolutely.
And we just keep the cool part for me is that nature and spring doesn't feel much like spring as far as temperature right now, but it looks like spring.
Yes, we have flowers blooming.
Yes, we have some daffodils finally starting to bloom and some crocus, a crocus. I thought we lost all of them, and I was taking a walk the other day just trying to clear my head with, you know, all the stuff going on. And that's the great thing about having this farm. We can walk wherever we want.
That's right.
And so that's very good.
Yes, we are, what, at least a half mile from our nearest neighbors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And so I was out taking a walk, just looking at stuff, you know, making a plan for what's next. And outside, and found a crocus, and I don't think we've had a crocus bloom for at least 2 years, maybe 3 years, because I don't know what happened to
squirrels?
Them. Yeah, maybe squirrels. Yeah, probably because this one was not where I'd planted any.
Ah, a transplant.
Yes, but it was blooming. Nice, beautiful purple. It was encouraging.
Absolutely. I love crocus.
They're just
so pretty.
Yeah, and random. So that's cool.
That is cool.
And I needed that crocus. And I also found a pansy blooming.
Yes.
And I don't know if you remember our last podcast about looking for pansies and, you know, finding panties.
Strange. Yeah.
So
podcast.
I did find a pansy blooming. And
yes.
So that was super cool, too.
It's also quite beautiful.
It is. Yeah, it's purple, too. And it was a surprise. So there were two pieces of encouragement. So I guess if you look for it, you will find encouraging things right now. The news is not encouraging every day. It just seems to get more depressing. And we are really trying to limit that. And I think we're probably going to even limit more than what we had been doing.
Yeah, I think we're really going to focus on things that we can do.
Yeah, what can we do?
And this property, things that we can do on the property where we can plant and groom and do all those things that we need to be doing anyway.
Yep. So it gives us time for that. So we will try to make this as positive as possible. And, you know, we had a change on Friday and we could have just decided, okay, this is how things are. We're out of business until at least April 7th.
Right. We had already decided in advance of the current situation, we had decided that the responsible thing to do was to close the mercantile, which was scheduled to be open on Saturday the 21st. But it's a relatively small building, so really impossible for social distancing.
Right.
In the mercantile, as much as we think it is essential, probably in the grand scheme of things, it's not an essential business. But we really thought about, as the news came out on Friday, that here in Illinois, we would be under a shelter-at-home order beginning at 5 o'clock on the 21st, we decided to make the best of it.
Yeah, because we found that out probably between three and four. I think the news conference was like at 3:30, somewhere around in there. So we found out on Friday that the next day we were going to be under this order in Illinois.
So we thought, what can we do? We have a new pickup box, giant mailbox.
Just had that installed.
Yes.
And we were excited about being able to do orders that way, you know, during this time. People could come pick up their order and, you know, they wouldn't have to see other people. You can drive right up to this box.
Exactly.
And as you know, it's big enough to put my head in.
Right.
Which, you know, I do have to check every once in a while because I do think my head gets bigger sometimes.
I'm just not even going to touch that one.
Okay, probably a good idea.
Yeah. So we thought, let's see what we can do. And we kind of started off with a limited idea about how we could do orders for scones, jam, soaps, balms, have those ready for pickup, where we wouldn't actually be in physical contact with anyone or wouldn't be within that 3 to 6 foot social distance restriction. And we got her done.
We did. Yeah, we didn't have buttermilk, which is an essential part of
scones.
Mm-hmm. And so we didn't even know, because everyone in Illinois received this news at the same time. So we, at this point, expected that the stores would be out of everything. Because even though they told us the stores will be open, we are into self-protection as humans. That's what we want to do.
Of course.
We want to do what we can to have enough food and shelter. And so we knew that everyone was going to be going to the grocery store. So the first thing we had to decide to figure out is, can we even get buttermilk?
Yes. And so we did make a very quick trip to town and only picked up the essentials. There was 1 quart of buttermilk left.
1 quart.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I snatched that up and supplemented with some powdered buttermilk that I have on hand, which I'd already tested. So I knew that
would
work.
And it's good.
I
can't tell a difference in that.
No, I can't either. So we put out the word and the orders started coming in.
And you knew that you could do a limited amount.
Yes.
And I think actually we exceeded the limited amount.
Just a little.
Just a little bit, because we did have the powdered buttermilk. And so you were able to do a little more, but you responded to us.
You, and our customers, came through.
We didn't get the offer out there until probably between 7 and 7:30 that on Friday evening.
Yes.
And so we needed to know how many orders for you to bake by 8 o'clock at the latest the next morning, because we wanted to be able to have, if anyone ordered anything, to have all those done so that people could be home by 5 o'clock on Saturday.
And the orders came flooding in.
Oh my gosh. It was incredible.
It was
everything.
Wonderful.
Instagram. We had orders everywhere.
Then we had to figure out how to juggle the pickup so that we had room for orders in the mailbox.
Right, because this mailbox is enormous and my head fits in it, but we had so many orders. I mean, we were making everything up as we go.
And we would send out messages. We would try to get stuff out just in time for pickup.
And
we
clean in between.
We did. We sanitized the touch points in between pickups. And, you know, it really ended up fairly smooth.
It really did. And, you know, we learned some things that we should do, that, you know, we should have assigned times for pickup. We didn't think about that at the time. I mean, this was all like, we were just making it all up. No clue what we were doing. We'd never tried anything like this. And of course, nobody's been through anything like this.
Right.
But it worked out. And people were able to get their orders. We have a long driveway, so we would see cars pulling in and we would wait until they picked up their order. We would go out and sanitize again between orders, put out the next one. We had some people finally, about halfway through it, after we had several orders, we started to ask people what time they would like to pick up. That was really helpful.
Yes.
So we had kind of a schedule set up then. So we kind of knew what we were going to do then, but it worked.
It did. And I think that's something that we may do again.
Yeah.
We'll just kind of see as this situation progresses what we need to do, what we can offer as a business when people are able to get out and around again.
Oh, we had people that were so excited.
Yes.
They were so excited. They said, this seems so normal. And, you know, it was abnormal the way we managed it. And, you know, we like to talk to you. That's part of what we're all about, is to step back, have a conversation, take your time. But these are different times, and we are grateful to you all for making the best of it, supporting us, and I think that deserves some major cowbell.
Cowbell for sure. Thank you, everyone. You made our day, really.
You really did, and we will shelter in place until April 7th at least. And then we will see what the order is. We are just hoping and believing that this, we will start to get back to some sort of normal.
Yes.
And that may not be like it was before, but we will gradually get back to that.
We will.
We are moving forward with everything.
Yes, we are.
The business right now is kind of on hold. But
except for online orders,
we can still do that.
Anything that's in our online store, I'll put a link to that store in the show notes and the coupon code.
Yeah,
for
we
free
still
shipping,
have free shipping
over $10 order, free shipping still through the end of the month. Let's extend that. Let's just extend it to April 15th.
Okay, let's do. We can do what we want.
We can.
This is our business.
So
we have some freedom here. Woohoo!
Yay,
let's
us!
Let's hear it for a little freedom.
So we'll extend the coupon code March 20 is still good through April 15th. If you need any soaps, balms.
We have lots of antibacterial soaps and all kinds of, we have cats and dogs and bees and just plain soap, you name it. We have goat soap, shea butter. We have all kinds of cool soap.
Yay. So we know you're all washing your hands
yes.
all the time, as we are too. So get your soap.
Yeah. And from all that hand washing, your hands might get dry. So we have lots of balms.
That's right.
So we do have those available. And, so check us out online.
That's right. 5felinefarm.com/mercantile.
So today we're going to plant some onions and we keep moving forward and we'll keep you updated.
We will, and keep an eye out for special editions of the Farm Chatter podcast whenever we need to get a message out or have something to talk about.
I probably have some more creative ideas of products. Like, you know, so far we haven't really had that many orders for the burlap panties, but I'm thinking we will.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath.
They're very fashionable.
No, they're not. But I will come up with some other new products for you. So watch for that.
So stay well, and until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of 5 Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.